tonight at Fyter Fest. It's time to show the world why All Elite Wrestling is here to stay.
Will you follow us?
AEW is ready to embrace the bright lights.
Lucha Brothers, Laredo Kid, we'll see you at Fyter Fest.
Ready to prove themselves yet again.
Amazing!
Because they realize, in order to survive the struggle and succeed, they need to fight for this dream every day. Their passion will create an energy that will infuse your soul, an energy that declares, let's live forever. Welcome to All Elite Wrestling. This is Fyter Fest. Welcome to the show.
Is the 336th edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. Ooh. This is Abel.
This is Chris.
And thank you so much for tuning in and joining us today. If you're watching us live, we very much appreciate it. You could log into your YouTube account, and then that way you could chat along with us so you could, you know, ask questions, talk shit, fact check us, whatever. I'll try to see it, involve you as best as I can in the show. If you're not watching this live, that's okay. You can still interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Houston Wrestling Radio, or on Twitter at H Wrestling Radio. We also have Instagram, or since you're already here on the YouTube, drop a comment down below. Giggity. All right, Chris, what are we doing?
One word to describe stomping ground.
Meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't care.
Okay. That's understandable. It's only 2 weeks build.
Yeah.
A lot of rematches.
Yeah.
I had it on as background noise.
Okay.
But I kept dropping my phone every like 5 or 10 minutes to see something that happened on the telly. And after about 30 minutes, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to just watch some of this.
All right.
And it was a pretty competent card, man. Even up to the main event, I would say the pay-per-view is at least a B-. It was consistent. It was good. The women's title match, Lacey and Becky, was fun.
Okay, see, I missed the first two matches. I missed Lacey and Becky.
That was good.
I was in the kitchen cooking.
Sorry.
Just making some wangs.
Ooh!
And some fries. It was good. Yeah. Your bitch ass was supposed to show up, but you didn't.
Because I was supposed to fall asleep through the show, but the show kept me up.
He was up. All night.
I just came back from Austin. I actually spent the night for once instead of driving that night. I had a pretty action-packed weekend. We'll get to that later.
All right.
But, yeah, so I didn't want to drive up there and fall asleep. And then I wound up not falling asleep. But it was all right.
So you missed my wings. I made some wings and then Porsche made some wings.
Boneless or bone-in?
Bone-in.
Nah.
You know, like bone wings? Mm-mm. You like chicken nuggets, basically.
Yeah, strips.
All right, chase your chicken. All right.
One word for the show. Consistent.
It was solid.
B minus.
Even keel.
Yeah.
Okay.
The rematches were better than what we got in Saudi, I would say, hands down. Minus Becky and Evans because they couldn't wrestle in Saudi. Brian and Rowan put over Heavy Machinery, even though Heavy Machinery lost, because, again, you're fighting in Washington. You're gonna cheer a heel Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
It's Daniel Bryan. I like the main event.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be in the minority here.
Okay.
Because a lot of people were bitching. I've been in like over a dozen different like websites and forums and Facebooks and stuff. people shitting all over the main event. I was like, come on, man. Millennials need to calm down some. You know, they're telling you a story. You want to read the story. Don't just jump to the end just because you're already you want the end so bad. Time. I bought a pizza from the freezer.
Yeah.
I can't just eat that shit raw. I gotta bake it. I gotta give it time to cook. I gotta get it ready. Uh-huh. And then I gotta cut it. And then I gotta roll it up. And then I turn it sideways and stick it straight into my mouth. That was good. I liked it. I can see where people were upset. I mean, you know,
I need you to give me some details. What is it that you think people are upset about that you disagree with?
I'm not sure if I disagree with it, because again, I'm also the minority that I wasn't a fan of the oversaturation of Baron Corbin, the heel general manager. Right. But the presentation of Baron Corbin, his wrestling has gotten better, his promos have gotten better. He's looked a lot more comfortable now than he did even in NXT. And they're covering up the jack-o'-lantern belly. So, like, there's a lot of positives there. But I'm guessing they don't want to see Seth and fucking Baron anymore. And then after Raw, we're going to get more Seth and Baron and more Becky and Lacey. And I think the crowd just wants to move on to something else. Huh. I think that's what they're shitting on, the fact, all that, you know?
Okay, cool. Because you got me intrigued over here, because I thought there was going to be something that you were going to bitch about that you didn't bitch about right now that I thought you were based on what you said last week.
Which was?
I'll get to it here in a second. Hector, what up?
Welcome. We'll see you next week, bro.
See you next week. Dorian Foley, a new name in the
nice.
Cast. Hey, what up, guys? This is Dorian.
Pro Wrestling Elite Fandom, maybe?
Yep, exactly.
What's up?
He's from the PWEF Facebook. All right, cool, man. Welcome.
Did you go to the NXT House Show on Friday? Or not.
We'll get his answer here soon. You know, there's a little bit of a delay. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's the part that I thought you were going to bitch
about. Okay, go.
Lacey was a guest referee.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of telegraphed this, and you more specifically telegraphed this, and you said, man, I really hope that this doesn't become a thing where Becky winds up just being Seth's girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. You sat here and you took that viewpoint, and it happened kind of. I mean, not fully yet.
Not fully,
but... On Sunday, there was little sprinklings of it. On Monday, there was more sprinklings of it.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to bitch about this with this match.
You know
but
why?
You did it.
You know why?
Why?
Because on Monday, they're doing what I was wanting them to do
Which is?
Becky is not Seth's girlfriend. Seth is Becky's boyfriend. Man's man.
I didn't hear that.
So you're not like if you're treating them as equals, or if Becky's above Seth, I'm down with that. But if you're playing this whole like Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy, where in the beginning she's like a rebel hunter and she's ready to kill anybody for the stone, and then by halfway through the movie she's like, "We have to return the stone. The fucking galaxy's wet." No, Becky's a badass. Seth's the bitch. You know, it takes a bitch to talk a bunch of shit on the internet
does
but not
Seth
back it up.
Does Seth have to be the bitch? Does there have to be a bitch? Can't they both just be awesome but equally awesome? Why not? Why not? Why not?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Seth's, before the tweets, Seth's been falling a bit flat. And you could easily... It's taken so long for the women to get where they are now that I think it's going to take too much time, if possible, to bring back a woman from the spot that she was before. You can easily bring back Seth to whatever spot he's in a year now or 6 months from now. But if you break down Becky and have to start back from scratch to get her to where she was at her peak, that might not be possible. So I'd rather sacrifice Seth for the better of Becky.
Okay. Okay. You know what? I can see that. But I still would like, I think a better story would it be, you know, Seth is Becky's boyfriend. I would like for both of them to just be a power couple who's just good at being wrestling. Mm-hmm. Like, if that makes sense. Like, they're just both good. They like each other. They're a couple, whatever, but they're also badass in the ring. But that's it. Like, I simplify it.
Mm-hmm.
Make it easier, I'd say.
you had to have loved this.
Okay.
If I were to show you a map, would you know where Everett, Washington is?
No, it's somewhere in Washington.
I didn't even know Undertaker knew where Everett, Washington was. Undertaker teaming with Roman against Shane and Drew McIntyre. Help me understand why in the fuckity fuck fuck we're getting this.
Because apparently in Saudi Arabia, Vince thought that Undertaker did such a great job that he deserved one more match. I don't know, man. I don't get it. Like, the rumors were Vince backstage at Saudi was like, both of you guys should fucking retire. And here it is, fucking middle of Timbuktu, Washington. And
3 weeks?
Here's back. Taker? Okay, I guess. I mean, maybe it's a ratings grab. They know the ratings suck. So, oh, shit, we got to bring Taker back. But God damn it, man. I don't want to see Taker, much less with Roman.
Not just the ratings, man. Half of that arena and the Tacoma Dome was tapered off. 6,000 people, 6,800 people showed up to a pay-per-view. You know, the next night in Everett, Washington, again, half of the arena was tarped off. All the top levels were topped off. 3,800 people.
God damn.
Apparently, this last pay-per-view got the lowest buy rate ever.
Ever, ever?
Worse than December to Dismember.
Whoa. I would say that this pay-per-view wasn't as bad as December to
buy rates. But you're talking about months of people waiting.
I mean, the show itself.
Yeah, the show was great.
I wouldn't say it was great.
Compared to December to Dismember.
Well, yeah, it was better than December to Dismember, yeah.
But God dang, you know? Undertaker and Roman. What the hell, man? What are we doing?
I don't know. I don't.
Are you going to make the effort to watch that match during Extreme Rules, or are you going to go cooking?
No, I hope that that match is on first and it happens while I'm cooking, if I'm cooking. I mean, I don't know. I don't know where I'm watching it yet.
You think a match with Undertaker and Roman Reigns involved is going to open the show?
No. God damn, dude, really? Like, I don't want to see Taker wrestle, period, anymore.
I still don't understand why Roman is still on SmackDown if he's not even going to appear on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He wasn't on SmackDown. I don't think he was on SmackDown the week building up the Stomping Ground. And we're still getting a SmackDown guy in a feud with another Raw guy with McIntyre. And now we're adding an Undertaker, which is ominous. Like, he's omnipotent. We don't know. He doesn't belong to a brand, apparently. He's that motherfucker wherever he roams.
I guess the same with Cena. If Cena were to show up, he'd be on any brand.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Dude, man. Oh. That's not gonna entice me to be any more excited. If anything, it does the opposite effect. I don't want to see Tigger in any kind of wrestling role. Period.
Let me try to brighten your spirits a bit.
Please.
Did you catch all four of the Easter eggs between Raw and SmackDown involving members of the Firefly Funhouse?
I believe so. I did not catch the first one because I was watching Raw on a tape delay and Porsche got spoiled on it and we had to go and rewind. So the first one we missed. But number 2, 3, and 4, we all caught.
All right. Mm-hmm. You think it worked? You think we'll see more of this? Or are you like ready to see just Bray wrestle or just bring out that character in the ring?
I don't think that I'm as excited about the puppets showing up in the backstage area as I am.
Oh,
dude, I was literally standing up. Oh shit, it's happening. Like I literally got up off the couch because I thought, oh my God, Chris called it. And I thought the knock, knock, knock would be turn and then be in, and like that was it. Like I thought that's what was gonna happen, but it didn't quite get there yet. Okay, I hope you're teasing me, but I'm afraid that maybe our booking is better than what the reality is gonna be, so I don't want to get too excited about it, because it's like, okay, the puppets are in the background, cool, but then when I saw Alistair, I was like, okay, this is it, and then he, you know, did this whole thing. Oh, I think it's funny, but it's not funny. And then he's driving him so fucking crazy. And then the knock at the door. And I was like, ah, yes! Bray Wyatt is going to take on Aleister. And Bray Wyatt's knocking at the door saying, let me in. And like we took one step there, but it's not confirmed. So I was really excited about that. Robert Medlin, what's up, man? Welcome to the live chat.
I don't even mind if it's not Bray. I just like that we're continuing this, like the unveiling of the new out, not the new Aleister Black, but like since WrestleMania, we've been keeping him away. Like the brand split's already done. He's a SmackDown guy. Like we're reintroducing him to a newer audience, getting a character prepared for us for Fox, you know, something that's going to stand out. There's rumors out there of who it could be. And I don't care, dude. I don't even care if it's a woman. Like at this point, I want the story to progress.
I care. If it's fucking Heath Slater, fuck me. If it's Undertaker, fuck me. Like if it's Cena,
I don't see Undertaker knocking on any doors.
I know, but still, I'm just saying. Like there could be people that I'll be like, you know, that like it would be totally shitty.
How about Rusev?
Maybe. I guess. I don't know. Why would Rusev? It's You ruined it for me. It's too perfect for it to be Bray and then it not be Bray. If it's anybody other than Bray, I'm probably going to be disappointed.
Like, the problem – here's what balances out for me. I don't want either one of them to lose right now. So to put them against each other, one of them has to take the loss for the other. And I think it would hurt them. Cesaro. How about Cesaro?
To an extent. Pause on Cesaro. To an extent, if they make this a badass feud and they both get elevated throughout the feud, I don't think that's going to be necessarily true where you said, well, one of them takes the loss and that sucks for the other. No, not if they have a big back and forth all summer long and, oh, my God, it's fucking awesome. You know? Like,
how about Cesaro?
All right, Cesaro, okay, cool. They're going to have good matches, but the story doesn't make sense.
Buddy Murphy.
Fuck no. Like, I really
You don't want to see a match between Aleister Black and Buddy Murphy?
I really like Buddy Murphy, but it makes no sense. Why would he be the one knocking on the door?
Because
like,
he hasn't done bupkis since he was announced at SmackDown and wants to put himself over somehow. And there's somebody offering the challenge. Why not take the challenge?
Porsche says, yeah, he marked out. I did. I marked out hard. Robert Miller says, sounds like Rusev is staying at home until his contract expires. Okay, well, I guess it's not going to be Rusev. But so yeah.
The wrong day to wear the cleanest shirt in the house.
Well, it was the cleanest shirt in my pile of clean shirts. So that's what I put on today. Don't read anything into this. I'm not like pining for Rusev to be the one challenging Aleister.
And you don't know how it works if you're just supposed to stay home and wait for this show to die out because you're here.
True. I don't know.
Have you noticed something between last night's SmackDown and two nights ago's Raw?
No, help me out here. What am I supposed to notice?
So apparently, Vince turned on the television one day.
Okay.
And realized that there are no commercial breaks between action and sports.
Oh, this. Yes, I saw this.
Two out of three falls. Two out of three falls. Two out of three falls.
Restart a match. Yeah.
Elimination match. Ah, all the restarts.
That could have breaks. Ooh, what a quickening. We have a break. And while we're in a break, let's go to the commercial. Oh, shucks. It worked out just fine. Okay. I mean, is it better than the picture-in-picture and interrupting it during the matches? I'd say maybe. It really depends how thick they fucking lay on this 2 out of 3 falls and elimination and bullshit herky-jerky stop-stop matches.
The main event for Raw, the Bullet Club came out. The club came out to try to support AJ, and AJ's like, hey, man, this match isn't going to start until y'all leave. I was like, motherfucker, the match already started. And you don't make that decision. The ref should still be counting.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, okay, commercial break. Oh, what the fuck? Okay, so it's
why can't you do commercial breaks during people's entrances? Like they used to. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Or they could just do commercial breaks after matches. Why not? A match finishes, go to commercial. come back another match or another segment. Like, why is that so hard?
Or,
it's not like you have 3 solid hours of fucking in-ring wrestling that you have to interrupt the wrestling. You're having like 20 minutes worth of wrestling on a 3-hour fucking show.
Or
uh-huh.
If you want to go the soccer route.
Oh, the football.
You can do this next match is going to be commercial free thanks to our sponsor, such and such. And just have 15, 20 minutes with the little logo on the corner.
I don't know if USA would go for that.
No, Fox.
Oh, maybe Fox. Okay, you know? Maybe. I don't know. But that's like a TV thing, like the fact that you have to take the breaks. What you control is your product in between the fucking breaks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in between the fucking breaks, you say, hey, we have a scheduled break at 8:15, so let's make sure this match is done by 8:14. Why can't we just do that? Why is that so fucking hard?
Here's what I don't want. I don't want them to say, hey, you want to see what's happening during the commercials? Go to the app. Remember that shit? No.
Robert says Randy Orton would make sense to be the one knocking on the door. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, okay. That's still less than Bray Wyatt. Like, I'd be happier with Randy Orton storyline-wise and ring-wise. I'd rather have Buddy Murphy or Cesaro. But storyline-wise, okay, a little bit better. Character-wise, a little bit better. But goddamn, it'd be perfect if it was a Bray.
We still haven't figured out if Bray is Raw exclusive because they keep showing these vignettes on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah. The Bray's list dead, bro.
Would it be too soon to bust your nut and give us Bray versus Alistair? Or would you save that for, like, maybe a weird 4-on-4, 5-on-5 Survivor Series tease, and then build up something for WrestleMania next year where it's brand versus brand, nut versus nut.
Did you just say, save it for?
Blank.
Save it for?
For blank.
In response to something about Bray Wyatt, where for 2 fucking months, we've had him on TV, but not on TV with these fucking playhouse things. Like, really? You think
they're not with other people in the meantime?
They're not going slow enough with Bray for you? Are you fucking serious?
He can fight other people in the meantime.
So you want to see puppets sprinkled all across for fucking 2 months still? A week.
I want somebody, you got a week.
Bitch.
No, I want one more.
Monday.
I want somebody that knows what the fuck is Abigail doing back here. Like,
did you edging ass motherfucker? Like, goddamn, bust a nut. Pow, bust a nut. Don't need me doing all that hollering.
People got knocked out the first goddamn round.
Bust a nut, go to sleep.
I miss Bernie Mac. So
there'll be another nut coming the next night. It's fine. Bust a nut. God damn.
So, they're actually doing...
Dragging out the nuts because they're few and far between.
So, they're doing this mixed match challenge dealing with Becky and Seth against Corbin and Lacey.
Okay.
But they're afraid to cross that line.
Yeah.
Where, well, Lacey can beat the hell out of Seth, but Seth can't hit her.
Right.
You've seen enough of Mixed Match Challenge to have some kind of an opinion on how WWE is treating the situation, as far as that goes. Do you prefer that, or do you like what I showed you earlier today, Tessa Blanchard actually beating the fuck out of Jake Crist from OVE?
Tessa Blanchard beating the fuck out of Jake Crist. Like, that was cool, man. I liked it.
Naturally candidate for me.
But apples and oranges. Apples and oranges, because, like, on the indies, quote unquote, you can do it and it's good and we know that it's good. But on WWE, we know that they have all these fucking rules about, you know, man can't hit a woman. We get it. That being said, I think this is a step in the right direction. Like, goddamn, okay, Colorado has legalized weed, but Texas just barely got medical marijuana. All right, it's a step in the right direction. I'm not gonna say, no, Texas, don't give us medical marijuana if you're not going to legalize it all the way. No, I'm going to say, all right, bitch, I'll take what I can get. Like,
you know, I mean, just drive to Colorado.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could. But also, that's the drive and gas high. So, you know, like, but
that's
see what
high
I'm saying?
How you
like,
gonna
like it's progress. It's starting to get there.
Do you want to see WWE go to man versus woman?
Why the fuck not? Everyone else is doing it. Why the fuck not? At this point, this day and age, sure, do it. But that's the positive side. The negative side is I know the match is going to suck because it's the guys versus the guys, girls versus the girls, and then when they try to interact, you know the girl's going to get the upper hand, mm-hmm. you know, because Seth can't fucking smack her and Corbin can't smack the other, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's not going to be, you know, whatever.
It's not equal.
Yeah, it's not equal, and that makes for predictable in-ring booking.
Yeah.
Right? So the match is going to suck.
I think after 4 seasons of Lucha Underground and a lot of indie stuff with Joey Ryan and now with Disco Inferno on Impact months ago, you know, with the, against Scarlett Bordeaux, and then now this with Tessa Blanchard fighting she fought Scorpio Sky last weekend at Wrestle Circus and Jay Crist now, and she's fighting she's actually going to be in a match, in a sanctioned match against Sami Callihan at Slammiversary.
Yeah.
After, regardless of how you feel of the product, when people have the complaint that you watch that they're doing the same thing on Raw and SmackDown, but you continue to watch Raw and SmackDown, then you're the moron. Because that's the reason of insanity, when you do the same thing and expect something different.
Yeah.
So the other the options are out there, and the fact that I've seen it before and that it works, I think that's what's kind of nudging WWE to go in what you and I think is the right direction, mm-hmm. because there's been about at least 2 to 3 years of this as an upswell of wanting to see women versus men in sanctioned matches and that they're on the same level. And I don't know if I wouldn't say that the kinks have been worked out, but there's an audience for it. People want more of it. More importantly, they're paying for it.
Yeah.
So if there is an audience that's willing to pay for this, why are we not grabbing their money?
Right. And you know, it was the same thing. WWE needed to be nudged to something that they weren't supposed to do, with exactly how the Attitude Era came about. Mm-hmm. It was because of ECW. Vince stole all of ECW's fucking ideas and talent, you know, just so that they could compete with WCW, and they became Attitude, right? Mm-hmm. That wasn't something they wanted to do. That's not something that they thought of their own to do. That was them kind of having their hand forced if they wanted to stay and be the top dog, mm-hmm. because ECW, man, they were rolling, and WCW, they were pretty out there and crazy, too. They weren't, like, as hardcore as EC, but they were doing their own weird, out-of-the-box shit. So it was like WWE, who was still trying to be family-friendly, they got left in the dust. Mm-hmm. So they had to. So this might be another one of those things where here and now, sure, it's not all about, like, blood and guts and tits and being able to flip the bird and swear, but it's more like, hey, let's progress and see what more wrestling as an art form can be when it involves the ladies. Mm-hmm. Yes, the women's revolution over the last 2 years has been great. You know, they've elevated the women's division where it's not just the piss break match. They've elevated it to where it's even the main event of WrestleMania. But even then, even as much as I've enjoyed it, it's still a little bit synonymous with the lesser when you mention women's wrestling in WWE. Even though it was the main event of WrestleMania, it's still
that was one pay-per-view.
One pay-per-view. It was, granted, it was the biggest one, but it was one pay-per-view out of all these others where still it's more about the men. Seriously.
And I would actually go one step further and say that kind of gets canceled out with if you're balancing it highs compared to lows. Women main evented the biggest event of the year, but that same year, at least once, maybe twice, those women weren't even allowed to be on that event.
on the WrestleMania equivalent.
Yeah, better.
Or better, yeah, the Saudi show, they weren't even allowed. Yeah.
I'm going to test your memory real quick, man. Do you have a match of the week?
Porsche says Orange versus Kylie is a great match. I think she means
Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
There's been great people that have wrestled men, man. Jessica Havoc, Dr. Britt Baker, Smiley Kylie, they just mentioned that. Scarlett Bordeaux in Impact right now, Tessa Blanchard knocking some heads up there. Fucking sexy star in half of the fucking roster on
Candice LeRae and Cedric Alexander, where Candice almost fucking died off of that lumbar check. Mm-hmm. Fuck, that was badass. Mm-hmm. And that was years ago before either one of them were in WWE or NXT. Yeah.
You got a match of the week?
No.
No? I don't blame you. I don't blame you. We saw something earlier tonight, last minute, that we normally won't count as match of the week night of, so we'll save it for next week.
Robert says, rumor has it Mattel killed the Nia Jax intergender match. Okay. Fuck Mattel.
No, but that's a shame, because whether Ambrose was on the out or not, I would have been a big supporter of watching Nia Jax wrestle Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
I would have wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
It might have even maybe raised interest in Nia again.
Yeah.
You know, but shit. That's when you start, not to say that you're becoming too big for your britches, but when you have too many cooks in the kitchen and one says no and everybody has to agree to the one cook, you know, then you start losing a lot of situations like that.
Then you wind up having just boiled chicken and that's it. Yeah. You know, flavor. No, bitch, I'm gonna put my spices on it.
No flavor.
But no cilantro. Oh, but also no onions. Oh, and that guy wants no pepper.
Oh, I've got A1 in the cupboard.
Oh, no, I can't eat A1.
I got HP sauce, too.
Oh, no. No, we can't do that because he don't like that.
Oh, fuck yeah, that guy then. Get out of my kitchen. Fuck. AJ versus Ricochet was fun as shit.
Yeah.
I think that's my match of the week.
Yeah, why not? Sure, fuck it.
Just the week. Just the week.
Yeah.
Close second actually would be Tessa and Jake Crist. I like what they were doing there. I mean,
I really liked it too, except those three dives right in a row were kind of.
Well, you know, he was protecting her. He was protecting her.
The shit out of her.
Chivalry isn't dead yet, but I'm going to get there.
But he was protecting the shit out of her.
Yeah, but some of those forearms that she was laying in.
Yeah.
Woo!
Like, I mean, it was like a flying hug. Like,
three of them.
Hey, baby, I love you. Yeah. And, like, that's it. And, like, he, like, stood up and, like, oh, I guess I'm going to stumble a little bit. It was like, dude, take a bump, bro. Like, seriously, I get it. There wasn't padding directly underneath you, but, like, go like that and then go up against the barricade for a little bit. Like, take a bump. Yeah. And he did it three fucking times. He did it the exact same way.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like maybe that was an audible that Tessa called. Like, oh, the first one looked like shit. Let me try it again. Oh, the second one looked like shit. All right, let me try again.
Third one was like,
okay, they all kind of look like shit. I was kind of hoping that maybe they would take the best out of the three and that would make it to TV, you know, with the magic of editing. But no, they kept all three of the shitty ones in there. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, fine. Yeah. My pick is Adam Cole versus Keith Lee from Friday.
Woo! Doggy!
Our boy, Robert Medlin.
Man, they better be testing that for a future pay-per-view or a future television match, because that I want some more of that shit.
Houston.
Yes, NXT was here live, right here in Houston, Texas, last Friday for a house show. Which was fun, man. It was a good show. Some matches we'd already seen on television. Dropkick Party, as I coined them. Street Profits, because they were dropping a lot of dropkicks there. They beat Forgotten Sons. Trevor Lee lost to ACH.
Okay.
Title match, Shayna Baszler beat Mia Yim. It was a good match. A couple of other things happened. I don't remember off the top of my head because I drank a lot and I had a long weekend. main event, Keith Lee versus fucking Adam Cole.
Baby.
Delivered, man. If that was on television, that would easily be my pick. I no way I would make it match of the year, as much as I'm a homer for Keith Lee. It's probably because I'm a homer of Keith Lee.
Yeah.
I would be kind of biased if I were to put it on any kind of like hardcore list. Then again, if it's the main event of a takeover and everybody's then I'll be like, But for now, it's in front of us nobodies.
So. Us nobodies here in Houston, Texas. Bang bang.
Fyter Fest this Saturday. Let me clear the air for you.
All right.
This weekend, there is a show called Fyter Fest.
Fyter Fest.
It is co-promoted with CEO gaming tournament.
CEO gaming.
Convention.
Okay.
So, last year, New Japan did a mini show during CEO, and they had Kenny Omega and a couple of other guys. They had a couple of matches there,
okay.
And it was well received. It's Omega's little passion project that he wanted to follow through with. So this year, AEW is going full steam, and they're doing an actual event, okay. Almost a pay-per-view, except you don't got to pay because it's free.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
All you have to do is log into the Bleacher Report Live with your Facebook account, and you'll create a free account. There's no obligation. There's nothing. They don't ask you for a credit card or your address or any kind of bullshit like that. There's an Xbox app. No, I think there's an Xbox app. I need to download it. But I already got the app on my phone. I already tested it. Everything's fine. I watch videos already off of the fucking app. It's ready to go. And this time they're making an actual event out of it. And we're going to discuss it right now.
Oh, well then.
Again, the buy-in pre-show. Triple threat match. Tag teams. The winner of this tag team match goes to All In to face another team. The winner of that match gets a first round bye in the tag team tournament that's going to begin on Wednesday night Dynamite, AEW show on TNT.
Okay.
Boom.
Wednesday night Dynamite is what they're calling it officially. Yeah. Wednesday night Dynamite. Okay.
SCU, Scorpio Sky and Kazarian. Best Friends, Chucky T, Trent Beretta.
All right.
Private Party.
Who the fuck's Private Party? I
have no idea who they are, but apparently the Young Bucks are grooming them to be the next Young Bucks as far as, like, the team that you want to fall for.
Okay.
So, yeah, triple threat tag match for a spot in for a possible first round bye in the tag team tournament.
Private Party, they're not those guys that showed up at Double or Nothing. No, that was the Smash Brothers, right?
That was Smash Brothers. Oh, yeah. Okay. I've never seen Private Party. They weren't even in the Battle Royal, as far as I remember. I don't know who these guys are. They're new.
Okay.
There's a couple of names on here that if you didn't watch Double or Nothing or All Out, or if you watch Double or Nothing All Out, you're not going to recognize them because they haven't been on any of that. There's going to be some new names, and that's one of them.
Okay.
Right off the bat, a tag match with SCU, it's an 8.
Yeah, it's a switching level.
Yeah, I mean they're good technicians. They know how to direct traffic.
Yeah,
Best Friends are fun. They know how to bounce off
of
people.
They are
fun. And the hype for Private Party, I'm down for that. So I'm at an 8 just on paper.
I'm gonna agree with you at 8 because I don't know anything about Private Party, so I don't want to get extra excited and build that up to a 9 or a 10. But I also don't want to like poo poo on them and bring it down to like a 7 or a 6.
Yeah.
So I think 8 is a good. Yeah. All right, cool. I'm interested. I'll watch it.
I got Private Party taking this.
Okay.
New teams, I think you need to make time to establish them. So it'll be good for the audience to get to know why this team is in the first round bye, or at least an all-in for a first round bye where you can like give some shine on them and give some time to them so they can show you, tell you their backstory.
I'm gonna go SCU. I think they're
that's the gimme more, too.
Yeah. They're the more established team, and if it's gonna be for a bye, give it to a heel team. Heel teams get byes. That's what happens when you have tournaments. That's always happened in King of the Ring. Remember back in the day, King of the Ring, like heel always got the bye.
Hardcore match. I don't know what an Alex Jabali is.
Alex Jabali.
But I do know a Michael Nakazawa.
Nakazawa.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm at about a 7 for that, just on Nakazawa alone.
I don't know a whole lot about Nakazawa, nor that Bailey guy. He probably likes hugs. I'm going to go for a 5.
Okay. That's safe.
Yeah, safe. Right smack down in the middle.
I got Naka winning.
I'm interested to see what the hell's up with Nakazawa. So, I would probably say he's winning too, since his name's actually been in everybody's mouth on All Elite. Or being the Elite, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Main show, 6-man tag that happened at Double or Nothing between SCU and the guys from Oriental Wrestling Entertainment or whatever they called it in China. Christopher Daniels against SEMA.
Okay, cool. 7. I liked because correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't SEMA at some point in TNA's World Cup?
I think so.
I think he was. Christopher Daniels, okay, cool. I don't think this is for anything, so I'm at a 7. But, I'm interested. I want you to surprise me. This is a low seven because I want you to pass that bar.
I'm at a seven too because and I hate to say this. A part of me kind of wants to say it, but I don't want to say it. Because I don't know the guys from OWE, from their federation in China. I didn't look in enough. I didn't look at the graphics enough to recognize the guys.
Okay.
So I didn't know which one was SEMA until after I resaw the event online.
Okay.
So I think SEMA's the blonde, that one with the little blonde hair on top. If that's him, I really like. Well, I liked all of them, but I recognize a lot of the shit that SEMA did. So I'm at a 7.2 just so that I can get to know SEMA better. I mean, come on. Name me a bad match Christopher Daniels has been in.
Christopher Daniels is good.
Yeah. So
all right.
Four-way match: Jungle Boy, Jimmy Havoc, Hangman Page, Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
8. I'm not too high on Jungle Boy, to be honest. He hasn't really tickled my pickle quite yet. But MJF, cool. I'm really digging the guy. Hangman Page, I know his name. I know who he is. He's, you know, the least elite out of all the other elites. But they're really trying to put something behind him, and he's number one contender, I think that they're really going to try to put some shine on him. Who's the other one that I'm forgetting there? Who was it?
Jimmy Havoc.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Havoc. Okay, cool. Whatever. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a hot take here. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to say, oh, yeah, Hangman's going to win this. Of course, Hangman's going to win it, right? Because he's number one contender. No, MJF is going to win it.
Yes,
MJF.
I agree.
Is going to be a bitch about it after he wins it and be like, I just beat the number one contender. He gets a shot. I should get a shot. Fuck that guy. I'm the guy. And like all that heel fucking ranting that he did at Double or Nothing, we're going to get more of that because he beat everybody in this match, including Hangman Page. And I bet you he's going to pin Hangman.
Oh.
I bet you he'll pin Hangman.
You're already on this show weekly, so there's no reason for you to listen to yourself talk. If you get a chance on your podcast app to download yesterday or Friday's episode of Busted Open,
okay,
with Bully Ray and the New Yorker guy that I just can't stand. MJF was a guest on that show, and within 30 seconds, this guy is old school 70s, 80s NWA heel. Like, he wants people to throw trash at him. He wants people to slash his tires. He wants people to wait outside after the show to start a fight. That dude, I'm at a 10 for this match.
Whoa!
I'm at a fucking 10 for this. And I don't mean this disrespect what I'm about to say. For most people, this might be a nothing match because this is in the middle of the card, four corners. There's really nothing at stake other than four guys getting airtime so that you can get to know these guys.
Right.
But yeah. Hangman, already, he's a name.
Yeah.
How much of a name, we don't know, but he's a name. He's a member of the elite. MJF on the mic, give me all of it. MJF in the ring is probably going to be doing the same shit without a mic. And he can wrestle, dude. I've seen him do some matches in Major League Wrestling. The fucker can go, dude.
Okay.
And he's got tweef of all people with fucking Chris Jericho. Like, out healing each other. Like, come on, man. Like, it's 10 for me, man. And I've got MJF winning it also. I can actually see a main event, main card feud between Hangman and fucking MJF, whether either one of them are champs or not, just to be like beneath to get to the next level.
Okay,
it's fucking good, man. I'm really that shocking with a lot of matches on this card. That because of those two, I think that's the match I might be looking forward to the most.
So it had nothing to do with Jimmy Havoc or Jungle Boy,
other than being Luke Perry's kid. It's a cool story. I need to know more.
Yeah,
Jimmy Havoc. I've heard of some of his stuff that he's done. He's a hardcore wrestler guy who like transitions into. Not mainstream wrestling, but like somewhere in the middle. Like, he wrestles on Impact also.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I have the complete wrong guy.
It's not Jimmy Rave.
Oh,
it's not the guy that was let go from fucking WWE.
It's not the guy who
for taking the picture with the Bullet Club.
It's not the guy who like tag team with Lance Hoyt back in TNA. That's Jimmy Rave.
Yeah,
we're talking about Jimmy Havoc.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who you don't is- know. Yeah. So you don't know him.
Oh, so I have now less interest in him.
Yeah.
But okay, I'll play along. I'll play along. It's fine. I'll play along.
Triple threat women's match. Women's. Riho versus Yuka Sakazaki versus Nyla Rose.
Okay.
I have my fingers crossed that Yuka Sakazaki is the chick that impersonated Freddie Mercury in that six-woman tag.
Maybe.
That
was in
Double or Nothing. Yeah. I fucking loved her.
I didn't catch any of those girls' names. So I don't know. I don't know who the hell any of them were.
I'm at a six for this. I mean, I wish I was higher for this, but again, I don't know if y'all know this. That triple threat that became a four-way match at Double or Nothing, though, they added Awesome Kong.
Yeah.
That was the match where the merch line was the shortest, so I went and got my merch and got some merch, so I missed the whole fucking match.
Yeah.
So this actually will be my introduction to Nyla Rose, at least to Nyla Rose. I saw the pro wrestle, the Joshi girls wrestle.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't see Nyla Rose wrestle, so well, that'll be my introduction.
Nyla was kind of overshadowed in her match
by Kong, right?
By Kong and Smiley Kylie and Brett Brocker,
the doctor.
Yeah, they all shined in this match. I felt like Nyla was overshadowed a bit, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to this match just to see if Nyla won't be outshined. So I'm gonna actually go with the six on this instead of something lower because the Joshi girls.
I've got Nyla winning this.
Sure, why not? I mean, one of the Joshi girls could win it too, so I don't know, but babe, sure, why not? Let's give it to Nyla.
Cody versus Darby Allin.
Who? Darby exactly. Allin.
Darby Allin.
I don't know who Darby Allin is.
I will admit, up until about a few weeks ago, I didn't know what a Darby Allin was.
Okay.
There was an episode of The Wrestler that's on Vice.
Oh!
But I've been buying the episodes on iTunes. I'm buying the season on iTunes, episode by episode. And I met this Darby Allin through this episode. I think it was CZW, but it was another hardcore promotion where he actually wrestled a hardcore match against Ethan Page from Impact.
All right.
And the spot was sick, dude. So Ethan put fucking Darby Allin in this body bag. And before he closed up the body bag, he put a shit ton of thumbtacks and some other weapons in there.
And then sealed he picked him up and body
power bombed him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then he hit him on the elbow with like a not gimmicked shovel and it fucked up his elbow.
Ooh.
He's known to be a hardcore, almost deathmatch kind of wrestler.
Okay.
But that episode is something that you would watch in like vignettes on television leading up where you see the guy, he's just a kid from the woods and he skateboards and likes punk rock and has all these roots of hardcore wrestling. And you feel for the person, you invest in the person so that when you see the character, you want to see it.
Okay.
So just watching that episode. And again, Cody being Cody, I'm at a seven for this, maybe an eight. If I watch that episode again between now and this weekend, or maybe we watch it together before we air Fighter Fest so you can see what's up.
Your description of him to me didn't actually intrigue me more. It made me kind of want to see him a little bit less because of the whole deathmatch stuff. I'm not really into that much. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but not all deathmatch wrestlers do it all the time.
I know. I understand.
And it's with Cody. If Cody chose
to pick this. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. For me, I'm at a five. 10 for Cody, 0 for this dude. So I'm at a 5.
But there's room for you to be impressed.
There's room for me to be impressed. Exactly. I mean, I fucking love, 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 love Mick Foley. He's the king of hardcore wrestling, right? But I like him more for like all his other stuff that comes along with him. His intellect and how well-spoken he is and his insight into the business and his character. You know, the hardcore stuff, I felt like he did it appropriately. But there was other hardcore wrestlers that just didn't do it appropriately. You just did it just
or
for
overdid
like,
it.
Yeah, just for the graphicness of it, you know. But Yeah, I don't know. I guess, is this guy another Foley or is this guy another New Jack? I don't know, man. Yeah. And I don't want to see another New Jack, you know. But yeah, cool. I'll give it a chance. But as of right now, I don't have any anticipation to see him. But Cody is, like I said, about 10. But really about, like, I don't know, 8 of that is really Brandy. but they come as a package deal.
Wait in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Just a little tease for you, since you like to be cuddled. One match that's been announced so far for AEW's charity event, which is Fight for the Fallen.
Fight for the Fallen.
It's a charity event because last year there was a Madden tournament in Jacksonville, and that's where a bunch of kids got shot because one kid couldn't take a loss in the tournament, and so he just went in there shot people. So they're doing this charity event to raise awareness and to raise money for a good cause.
Right.
One of the matches is Allie versus Brandi Rhodes.
Hi!
Bitch, my heart!
Si, senor! Ay! Yes!
We'll get to that in a couple of weeks.
Okay, we'll get to that.
And that event is also free on the Bleacher Report site and app.
So, okay, cool.
Yeah. How about Joey Janela against a debuting Jon Moxley?
Oh, I'll go with about 8. On that one, Joey Janela, I've seen, I know of, but I'm not really too high on him.
Okay.
Like, I know who he is. I've seen him. He's cool, but I'm like, okay.
He's there.
He's there. I'll give him another shot. And Moxley, great. You know, he's like the hottest thing out there right now in the indies, quote unquote. I'm definitely interested to see more so what Joey can do, because I see Moxley here, Joey's down here. I wonder if Joey could get elevated with this match, and maybe I'll get convinced on him. See Anonymous before that badass fucking match at War Games where he won the title, and I was like, okay, Sienna's cool. Sienna, holy fuck, Sien! You know, like I'm there where I'm like, okay, he's kind of cool. All right, Joey, man, let me see what you got.
You need the moment.
I need the moment. And maybe this could be that moment. But that's why I'm at an 8 and not at a fucking 10 or something. Gotcha. You know?
I'm at about a 7, but I'm pretty much the same as you.
Okay.
Out of the Shield, I think wrestling-wise, I think Rollins was the best.
Yeah.
I think look-wise, Reigns had it.
Yeah.
And whenever we did that push, keep fire long ass time ago in the galaxy far away in another kitchen, I think Ambrose was the concise answer that people wanted to let go. Not that they wanted to let go, but that was the lowest of the three.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely he's coming up, but I think I'm looking for that moment from Moxley also, like you're looking from Janela. You know, okay. I don't know if it's coming against Omega at freaking. If it's coming against Omega at All Out, maybe it comes against one of these guys in New Japan during the G1 tournament. Or hell, maybe we see something here with Janela where whatever glass ceiling I have for Moxley gets broken, just like whatever glass ceiling you have for Janela gets broken.
Yeah.
I got Moxley winning this, obviously.
It's too soon for that
to happen.
Winning this, of course.
Yeah. Your main event of the evening, the Elite, Kenny Omega, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson.
Oh,
against Pentagon Jr., Phoenix, the Lucha Brothers, Cero Miedo, and Laredo Kid.
All right.
Apparently, the stuff with Pac hasn't been completely hammered out yet. He still must have ties with Dragon Gate. So, Double or Nothing, where Pac couldn't make the match against Hangman, he was still scheduled for this. They recently changed this. So I don't know what the deal with Pac is, but for now, that's the match we got. Lucha Bros and Laredo Kid.
Okay, I've heard of Laredo Kid. I want to say that I've seen him here and there, but I can't put a face or a mask to the name. But I'm fairly confident that with the 5 other guys in the ring, this is going to be fucking badass. So I'm going to go with a 9. Yeah, you got the Bucks and Omega versus the Lucha Brothers. Yes, sir. May I have some more? Like, and remember, that's kind of how I felt about the triple threat match At All In, was it? Where it was like Bandido. I was like, who the fuck is Bandido?
Oh, it's a six-man tag that main evented. Bandido and Bandido, Ray, and somebody else.
Yeah, and I was like, who the fuck is
Bandido? Phoenix. It was Phoenix because Pentagon was wrestling Kenny Omega.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, fuck, Bandido. Yeah, and so I might be the same way with Laredo Kid. I don't know. But I'm willing to, you know, have a side of broccoli with the rest of all this fucking badass food, you know, if he does wind up being a piece of broccoli. I don't know if he is or if he isn't, but like all the rest, all the other fucking five pieces on the plate, give me some more.
I said give me more at Double or Nothing when we had what is so far on our Match of the Year candidacy list, Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros.
Yeah.
I wanted more, and they just gave it to me. So in that case,
shit.
I'm at a 10 for this, bro.
Okay.
I'm at a fucking 10 for this. I don't care who wins or loses because I'm winning. That's it.
Who won at Double or Nothing?
It was the Young Bucks beat them, but there was a show of I think it was a AAA pay-per-view a couple of weeks ago, and the Lucha Bros got the belts back.
Okay, so the Lucha Bros have the AAA belts right now.
Yeah.
Is there any other belt involved in this match?
Actually, the AAA belts aren't involved in this match. They're just champions.
But they're the champions, but the belts aren't on the line. But are there any other titles held by any of these guys?
As of now, no.
Okay.
But remember, the Bucks and the Lucha Bros are also going to be pinned for this tag tournament. So this could be some momentum for either one of them to try to get in.
I'm going
to
go with the Bucks since the Lucha Bros won their last encounter. So it was the Bucks and the Bros, and now I'm going to say it's the Bucks again.
I'm going to say the Bros because that if you're going ping-ponging back and forth,
yeah.
I'm not sure how many independent wrestling fans saw that match where Pentagon and Phoenix beat the Bucks for the
belts. It doesn't matter. If they go out with the belts, they can simply say, hey, these are the AAA All Tag Team Champions. They beat the Bucks after that. Like, that's simple. Just have the announcer say it. They beat them, you know, last time, 2 weeks ago, or whatever, however long it was.
I still got the Bucks winning.
But
that's it.
I wouldn't be mad if the fucking Mexicans won on this one. I would fucking be elated. But, yeah, again, I don't care who wins because I win. We win. We as fans win this.
Overall anticipation for the whole shebang.
If this wasn't this weird thing where it's at a different event, but it's their show, but it's not their show. It's someone else's show because it's at this video game convention or whatever the fuck it is. I would be a little bit higher. I would say I'm probably at about a 9, but because of this stuff, that weirdness there, I don't know if I trust it to be fully canon. You know, so I'm going to say I'm going to go with the 8. Now, again, this is me being, you know, a little bit hesitant, and I'm hoping that I get disproven or proven wrong. So I'm going to go with about an 8. Now, this, and a lot of that is the positive equity that AEW has built up with me, because right now it's the fucking hottest thing. But if I go line by line on some of these matches, I don't know who the fuck it is. And so I'm rated kind of low.
Yeah.
And while it has elements, Cody, fuck yeah. But Cody versus who? Okay. And
Daniels versus who?
Daniels versus who? And then
the girls, who?
Who? And then Hangman and what's his name versus who? You know, so it's like all of these badass people that I want fighting each other are fighting no names. No disrespect, but to me,
it's like
no
a names. Buffet. But you're looking to see if the stuff you haven't eaten is as good as the stuff you know it's good.
Exactly. Yeah,
I'm at an 8. As far as the continuity and everything, this I don't think for me that this is any different than say Ring of Honor having those two shows during whatever that wrestling convention was, WrestleMania weekend.
Okay.
It's there. It's in the same place. It doesn't matter. It's AEW branded. I mean, they're having a match that's going to build into All Out so that people can beat first round by in a tag tournament. So the continuity is there. I'm at an 8 because I've been to some of these shows. I have a lot more investment in some of these guys. But at the end of the day, right now, I'm just like you, where there's more people that I don't know.
Yeah.
Or that I haven't experienced as opposed to people that not just are good, but that I've seen already.
Yeah.
So I'm at an 8, but I'm not cautious at all. I'm unless a fire burns down an apartment complex across the hall, I'm sitting down and watching the whole thing. I don't want to miss any of it.
I kind of have a little bit of apprehension because of Blackcraft. Blackcraft with, oh my God, it's Seth Rollins's company, t-shirt company, and their guys are doing the thing. And oh my God, it has this big name and that big name. And then the show wound up being shit. Now I understand AEW has yet to have been shit, but the fact that it's not just AEW's thing, that's why I have a little more apprehension on this than I did Double or Nothing or All In.
Okay.
But I want to be disproven. Please, you know, I'm shy. You're going to ask me out and I'm shy. I've been hurt before. But please, please, if you take me out and you show me a good time.
You'll give a little.
I'll give a little. You know, yeah. Just a little bit. You
know, yeah. Before we go.
Okay.
What I posted up an Answer HWR earlier.
Okay, let
you because we had this conversation, and that's why you were so confused. I'd explain these events to you.
Yeah.
Fight for the Fallen's a charity event.
Yes.
For the shooting victims. Apparently, this heated rivalry between WWE and AEW has gotten to the point where they are going to air WWE on the network live. The 10th anniversary of Evolve. I think it's Evolve number 139.
Okay.
Which
they've never done that before, right?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Apparently they have agreements with ICW in the UK. They already have other relationships, but they've never aired their stuff before. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is the first time that they're actually gonna air something that's not a WWE specific show on there. A lot of talents that are in NXT and in WWE came through Evolve, right. You know? So they're having this show, to try to get viewers, to take viewers from AEW.
Okay.
The co-main events right now so far are, Adam Cole defending the title against Akira Tozawa.
Defending the NXT title?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Akira Tozawa.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Non-title match, a rematch from NXT television, Matt Riddle against Drew Gulak.
Okay.
Those are four guys right off the bat that have gone through the Evolve machine before ending up in NXT. There's also going to be a title defense from another guy that I learned about through the Wrestlers TV show. Their current champion right now, Austin Theory. He apparently had a badass match. I think it was at Evolve this year or last year against Kyle O'Reilly. And this kid's young. He's like 24, 23.
Okay.
Something like that. And there's some other matches going on at the show. A couple of other NXT kids that are training. I forget how you, Baba Lobo or whatever. The guy from that big tall guy, big tall black guy that showed up in the Greatest Royal Rumble that we didn't know who it was.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Baba Lubo, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
That guy.
Yeah.
I think it's him. But yeah, so they're going to air this live on the network.
Okay.
At the same time as the charity event for AEW. Mm. Yeah.
So this could have been on purpose shady kind of.
Yeah.
Not coinkydink. Like, oh, shucks, I didn't realize it's the same time as your show. Do you think there's some intent behind that?
Yeah, just like they're trying to do an NXT UK takeover the same day as AEW's All Out.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. It got to the point, freaking, what's his face, Arnold, who couldn't be here, showed us a snap of a tweet that Kenny Omega sent out. Mm-hmm. If lining your pockets with blood money is okay, then what's wrong with trying to undermine a charity show for victims of gun violence? I hear that healthy competition is supposed to be a good thing, and yet I can't help but feel that I'm about to be sick. You in that chat thought that this wasn't a big deal. Do you still feel that way now?
Kind of, yeah. But, man, I don't know. Because on the one hand, okay, little suspect. that WWE all of a sudden has an interest in airing Evolve. Okay, so yeah, it's a little suspect. But even so, big whoop. Like, seriously, man, you're really going to get butthurt over the fact that you're that somebody who's probably not paying attention to you but is paying attention to you is putting on a show the same day you are? I mean, shit, man, how many hundreds of other indie promotions are probably putting on a show the same night as you are? He's probably not the only one. You know, Evolve, probably not the only one. They probably had that shit planned for a long time already, too. If not, you know, like, I don't know, man. Like, it just seemed kind of like you're looking for excuses to be mad. Like, WWE's doing their own thing. There may be intent, there may not be, but it's like you're taking everything they do as a slight, but you're also saying, oh, well, you know, we're not going to worry about them. We're going to do us. And we're not at war with them, but I'm going to hit Triple H's fucking thing with the sledgehammer, you know, yeah. Like, oh, well, we're not at war with them. We're just going to be better. Like, no, you, yeah.
you crossed it. Like, yeah.
You crossed it. Like, yeah. And if WWE is being shady, let them be shady. You put out your better product. Mm-hmm. And okay, it's a charity event. All right. So you're going to use the fact that it's a charity event to try to be like, oh, woe is me. Like, no, it's a charity event. Don't even fucking acknowledge it. Oh man, the competition's doing the show. Who we're doing the charity event. It's a charity event. No fair. Mm-hmm. Like, no, man, it's a charity event. You shouldn't use that as comparing to the competition. No, it's a charity event. So just do the charity event. Yeah. I don't know, but maybe I'm wrong.
There's for me, there's always going to be hesitation when it comes to business.
Right.
Tony Khan, if he felt so strongly about whatever happened, and I'm not saying this to downplay what happened. The incident that happened as a gamer sucks. I would hate to be playing Mario Kart at Neil's to try to get $100 and a free beer tab to have some schmo shoot me in the back because I beat him with a blue shell. Like, it sucks. What happened? It sucks.
Yeah.
If you feel so strongly that you want to contribute, I've always been that proponent of you don't have to make a big deal of it. Just do it. Slide a check under the table. Hopefully it goes well.
Yeah.
You know, that AEW show, to me, as much as I like AEW, it's no different than WWE making the ropes pink for Safe Titties Month. It's no different than freaking giving kids the Warrior Award. They're trying to get publicity. Yeah. AEW's doing a great deal for their cause.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it without the purpose of, hey, because we're making this effort for you, we need some of that brand recognition, Holmes, you know, just like every other company does whatever they do instead of just keeping it hush and on the DL.
Yeah.
So that's part of competition. Yeah. That's part of business, let alone competition. You just said it. There might not be indie shows that are going to be on the internet or that aren't going to be on pay-per-view, but there's wrestling that goes on every fucking weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and you just
– some weekdays.
You know, and so far there's only two or three matches announced for that Fight for the Fallen card. Again, I'm grateful it's free. I'm watching it, you know, and just like you said, if you want to do it for if I ran AEW instead of complaining of why they're doing that, man, let me put on fucking Kenny Omega versus somebody. Like, throw Kenny Omega's wrestling SEMA in that show.
Okay.
Like you just said, prove that we have the better product. You can't even sell out a fucking pay-per-view, man. I sold out a pay-per-view in 30 minutes, 15 minutes. Dude, you can't say that shit right now. Ain't none of our seats tarped off for our shit. You know, chances are for the first 6 months, there are not going to be any seats tarped off for our weekly television show.
Yeah.
You know, so let me just further rub it in on why we're better than you. I would salivate at the opportunity to go toe-to-toe with whatever product has a WWE label on it. Even if they were to beat a 205 house show, guess what? We did better than that WWE show. We did better than that WWE show. We did more pay-per-view buys than that WWE pay-per-view. We did more shows than this. I'd be on it, man. I'd be all over it. Yeah, I wouldn't be complaining about it at all. What I would be complaining about is the tweet between Seth Rollins and half of the indie wrestling world, where Seth's like, yeah, man, you saw that cruiserweight shit? That's just one match on one night, man. We're the best wrestling company in the world. There's nobody alive that can top us. Just for Ospreay to just retweet, I'm alive. Seth, you know, towing that corporate line, you know, because he's the universal champion, saying he's the best, you know, it just,
which is sad because, like, he was one of them for the longest time. He's one of them.
Thank you. What the fuck?
Come on, bro. You're one of us. Like, see, if it was Seth instead of Dean that was the one that left, people would be fucking embracing him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, all right.
And he would be on the other side of that argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Just like AJ.
Yeah.
I mean, AJ's not the one out there talking shit.
And he's not backing up Seth. He's like, yeah, I'm going to let that dumpster fire burn.
AJ, man, like if his contract expired and he showed up at AEW, people would be like, oh, AJ, you know?
Oh, man.
Same with Nakamura. Same with Rusev. Same with Cesaro.
Dude, are you looking forward to what could possibly be a feud between Nakamura and Balor for the IC title?
I would. If I didn't think WWE, fuck it up. Was that a wet blanket? I mean,
a little, because we've only got that match once.
Okay.
And there wasn't stakes on it. Finn had already lost the title to Joe. He was already named on the main roster. Before he got put to the main roster. What's next for Finn Balor? The lights go out, violence, Shinsuke Nakamura. One match on NXT television for Shinsuke to prove on his journey to becoming NXT champ that he was worthy of it.
Yeah.
And it was fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
But there isn't enough of it for us, for me as me individually, to like hold any stock to. So I'm going into this with open eyes. And I'm hoping they don't get their hands in it and mess up something that's simple.
Here's the difference between AEW and WWE right now. If you took it on paper, you took out the fucking what show it's on portion and what brand they're fighting for portion of it, and you just say Shinsuke Nakamura versus Prince Devitt, Finn Balor, whatever you want to say.
10.
You put that on paper, 10. And then if you compare that to Cody Rhodes versus Darby Allin, I'll be like,
huh?
4, 3. Yeah. Like, what? Who the fuck? No. But what? Like, because it's at AEW, and AEW's been killing it, and their booking's been badass, I'm actually looking forward to that match. Darby Allin, I don't know who the fuck he is, but sign me right the fuck up against Cody Rhodes. Hell yeah, motherfucker. But then, because it's WWE, and they fucked up the IC title, and they fucked up Finn, and they've been fucking up Rusev, or Nakamura.
Half the shit on that show.
Like, that goes from a 10 to, like, a 4. I don't care. Like,
you're scared.
Yeah, like, yeah. Not only am I scared, it's also, what the fuck you gonna do with it? Like, what, you gonna have a commercial break in between because 2 out of 3 falls? Like, what the fuck you gonna do? Like, are you gonna
forget to watch The Secret Life of Pets too?
Yeah, are you gonna have Rusev come and do a run in for no reason? Because Rusev and Shinsuke are tag team partners. Like, no, man, fuck.
Now you ruined it.
Like, is it gonna be a fucking count out because we gotta have 5 fucking matches? Because you have so much hours to fill that now a feud of 2 months has 5 fucking matches in it? Like, no, man, you're going to fuck it up. WWE's going to fuck it up. But, like, on paper, in a vacuum, that match should be bananas. But it's not, and I don't feel bananas about it because of, well, who's handling it and what promotion it's in. Scott the Scott. What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
Better late than never, man. We're about to finish.
Where my beer you're supposed to show on.
Oh, camera. Snap.
Why did I pay for a sponsorship? He paid for a sponsorship pitch?
Hell no.
For my cut.
You're not an alcoholic.
Okay.
Can't.
I'll still take that blood money, that drug money.
beer money,
whatever it is. I'll take it. I'll take your greenbacks.
Next week. Okada. Sabre, Tanahashi, Ibushi, Evil, Sonata, Fale, Archer, Ospreay, Kenta, Naito, Ishii, Robinson, Yano, Goto, Jay White, Cobb, Tai Chi, Takagi, John Moxley. Brush up on your Japanese, son. Next week, we're talking nothing but G1.
Ha-so.
Aitamasu. We might talk a little smidge on the B-roll of Slammiversary. But for the most part, man, we're breaking down the Climax tournament, man. Ooh. The five matches in the A block that's happening in Dallas next Saturday, live on Access Television.
Ooh.
So that does count as match of the week territory.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we'll break down the five matches. I've highlighted a match or two, some of them even three, from all 18 nights.
Fucking fuck.
Of the whole G1 tournament. And then the final night, the A block against the B block, and the winner gets a title shot guaranteed. Not sure when, because Wrestle Kingdom this coming 2020 is in 2 nights. So I don't know when this match is happening, if it's the Saturday night or Sunday night. But the winner gets a guaranteed heavyweight title shot, and there's a lot of beef in there.
Okay.
A lot of beef.
That's a huge bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to break all that down to the point that we had to recruit from outside.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, Hector is going to be joining us somewhere. We'll figure it out. And we're gonna crack the nut, man. We're gonna talk all G1. I can't wait.
He's gonna lend his New Japan expertise.
Oh man, for 3 years, at least 3 years, our diehard listeners of this show have been asking, "What's up with the Japan? Talk New Japan." Next week is all Japan, all New Japan.
No, New Japan.
Yeah,
not all Japan.
All New Japan.
All New Japan.
All New Japan.
So just New Japan.
Yeah.
Is there a just Japan wrestling?
No.
JJPW, just Japan Pro Wrestling. They don't have a U.S. champion there.
No.
They just have a Japanese champion.
Yeah,
no world champion.
That doesn't wrestle in Japan.
Just
he only wrestles in Europe.
Okay. Fucking fun. All right, that's the show.
That's it, broski.
Adios, my friends. Keep it going.